Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
All right, well, that thing goes a little long at the end. But this is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com on the line with Danny Only, the Human Hand Grenade, and Matt Hankins of Team All You Can Eat. And this is another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. How's everybody doing?
Stupendous. I wish it was that easy to do that to some wrestlers in Georgia.
Well, I'm glad you got that out of your system, Danny.
How's it going, fellas?
So I guess we had a big weekend last week in local wrestling. Saturday, of course, was the Ted Allen Memorial, and then Danny, you and the Hate Junkies were part of the Anarchy show the same night. There was Rampage yesterday, and then, of course, Friday night we saw, among other things, the return of Stephen Platinum to Empire / Platinum Championship Wrestling. So, looks like we've already got some callers, which is a little odd, but we'll get to them in just a minute. Did you, Danny, you want to talk about your match at Anarchy or any upcoming matches or anything before we get started with other stuff?
Anarchy was kind of interesting. Took on Drew Pendleton and Bobby Moore. Drew Pendleton has a lot of history with myself, but he was on the other side of the ring from me, so he had to get his head kicked in. And then old Sean Tempers decided to put his hand on Uncle Dan, and he knows from personal experience that you don't mess with the family, and he screwed up. So we chased him off, and it looks like it's a long road in line for Sean Tempers at NWA Anarchy. And as far as upcoming stuff, this Friday at Resistance Pro Wrestling in Chicago, myself and Eddie Graves will be taking on the Encore Aaron Epic and the Chocolate Ice Cream Dream Sugar Dunkerton. And the good thing about this is there's no angle, no heat. There's no nothing. It's just two teams competing against each other for a Resistance Tag Team Tournament. I believe found the first Resistance Pro Tag Team Champions. I've got a little bit of history with Epic, a lot of history with Sugar, and I don't think I've ever met Eddie Graves, so it's gonna be interesting to say the least.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and bring. We've got several callers, so I guess I will just bring them all on the line and see what's going on. We don't usually have a lot of people calling at once, so who all do we have on the line?
I guess I will go first then. I guess Danny definitely would know about history as far as everything goes, because it's the Chocolate Ice Cream Dream, Slam McNasty, Georgia's forgotten son. I feel like Georgia done forgot about me. They done forgot about Sugar Dunkerton. What's going on?
Oh, Sugar,
yeah,
I haven't forgotten about you.
At that point, because I'm Sugar's Mel Gibson, his Danny Glover, his Puerto Rican tag team partner, and I guess the non-crazy member of the KOA. So this is Encore, your favorite wrestler, second favorite wrestler, Aaron Epic.
Two-thirds of the KOA in the house, son. Oh.
Yeah, well, he also got the last rock star here, Danny Only's tag team partner this Friday at Resistance Pro. So how you doing, fellas?
All right. Well, this was unexpected, and what a weird coincidence. We were just talking about all you guys.
Yeah, you were.
You see what happens when you put me on your show, Jonathan Williams? Good shit happens.
All right, and on line number three, scantily clad stripper, go.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Wishful thinking.
Well, Danny, bro,
brought it up and said it very simply, that it's four guys, one goal, move on to the next round, and make a name for themselves, as I love to call it, Big Friggin' Presents Resistance Pro Wrestling, because when one of the best rock guys for the past 10 years, 15 years, the lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins and diehard wrestling fan wants to run a promotion and calls up four young, hungry up-and-comers and says, hey, I want you guys at the show, and I want you guys to go do what exactly you're here to do, and that's professional wrestling. The only downfall is that Danny and Eddie have to deal with two guys who in 2011 said, we're not playing any more games, we're not going to be a comedy act, we're going to get out there and make names for ourselves, and myself and Sugar, and that's pretty much what we did, isn't it, Sugar?
And for me, it's mad simple, and let me go ahead and break it down. If I'm talking too fast, maybe you're listening too slow. The bottom line at the end of the day is there's a lot of people that thought I wouldn't be at the level that I'm doing, wrestling at a high level at what I'm doing right now, you know, especially when there was people that wanted to keep me confined to sound booths and whatnot. But the bottom line is I am where I'm at due to hard work, and getting it in and trying to do right by people as far as it goes. So when I have an opportunity and a chance to be a foundation in somebody's building when they're trying to build it up to be something major as far as a promotion goes, please believe I'm going all in. I'm trying to make it do what it do. So I've got three guys in the same match that, you know, they want it for whatever reason, for whatever different reasons. You know, everybody's hungry. So, I mean, the shop is going to rise. That's all it's really going to be about it on this show. And at the end of the day, I think there's going to be some crazy elevation going on. We're going to be the match to watch. I just had to do an interview, actually, with a Chicago news station in regards to Resistance. And I've been saying the same thing. So, definitely, I need to be on this particular tag match because it's going to be something serious. And, you know, a lot of people would say, like, I've done a lot already. I don't get complacent. You know, this is everything to me. So if there's something bigger to aspire to, that's just what I'm going to have to do. And I'm looking for everybody to bring their best.
Let me step in real quick. I think this is a really good opportunity because not only do you got Epic and Graves coming up from Florida, me and Sugar going up from Georgia, but you've also got John Schuyler and Steve Walters from the Carolinas going up there. You know, when everybody talks about indie wrestling and the best in indie wrestling, the main focal point has been the Northeast because of Chikara, because of Jersey All-Pro, because of Ring of Honor, because of CZW. And I think now that a lot of the guys from the South are starting to get out more and are starting to go more places, especially Epic in the past year, Sugar in the past year to 2 years, you know, a lot of us are tired of people thinking that the South is just, you know, Southern lazy wrestling and, you know, just that old classic style that bores everybody. We're going out and we're showing that we can go and that you can put us in there, anybody, and we're going to take it. We're going to give the fans a match and this nothing but a positive. Win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. Who advances, I guarantee you everybody in that building is going to know the four of us when the bell rings. So it's a good thing.
Well, I want to ask all of you guys, I know, Danny, this is your first time, your first opportunity with Resistance, and I think a couple of you have worked there before. I may be wrong about that, but how did you all get involved? How did you get the attention of Billy Corgan and have him or whoever it is that asked you to come up there, ask you to come up there?
Actually,
Danny, you
want to
start?
I was waiting on somebody to try to jump up and answer that question and see where that went, but I guess I'm going to have to answer that question.
Yeah, you go first.
I ain't going to front, you know, I would like to think, like, I'm a humble guy as far as things go. So when I take credit for something, you know, I'm going to take credit for it, and I don't expect nobody to say that about it. So, like, I feel like I'm like the Little Richard, you know, not the high voice or the sequin suits or anything in this whole thing. But I feel like I've been getting it in. Like I've been holding it down for Georgia for a minute as far as everything goes. I may not be the guy that everybody writes about when they say something's doing, you know, going down, but I've been holding it down. And on top of that, it's like the people who really want it and the people who are trying to get stuff done, I make sure to look out for him. I make sure to handle that business for him as far as everything goes. So Billy Corgan approached me about doing Resistance some time back. We actually got to have a conversation during the Dragon Gate USA show at Chicago's Congress Theater. And, you know, we discussed many topics, some of them including Black Dynamite, which I did not know he was that big of a fan of. And he's even more of a fan in my book because of that. And we actually got to have a little joke session about how pale he was and how dark I was, which was great. And, you know,
yeah,
eventually it turned... look, Danny, don't start. Like, I know I'm as black as an ace of spades. I don't want to hear that. So as far as it goes, you know, we got ready to, you know, we talked for a long time about bringing this together. So eventually it ended up being one of those things where it's like, if you could recommend some guys that you could put in a car and come up, who would you want? And, you know, look what we got. And I co-signed on these guys because I know they're guys that want the opportunity, are going to do something with the opportunity. They're not guys that just talk about trying to do something. They actually go out there and they do it. And if it doesn't come together, if for Lord willing, something doesn't work out, it's not going to be through lack of trying. So I'm going to say it like Ulysses S. Grant. The South Child, right on again, boy. Yeah. Well, I don't know about the year. I don't know about the year part. Like, that was all me. But, yeah.
And Sugar is absolutely right. I also contacted Resistance Pro. They said they got back to me. And what actually turned out was they got back to Sugar. Sugar then goes, are you going to jump into a car and then go drive with me to Chicago? I said yes. And next thing you know, they asked for a couple other people. Sugar suggested Danny. I suggested Eddie. And next thing we know, they're actually our opponents. So,
yeah, that kind of, I wasn't kind of expecting that one. But it just kind of worked out that way. So, yeah.
If I were the case, we could pick the couple guys that were, you know, drivers and not even have to worry about it. Like, I could have gotten Josh Rain or something like that instead. Made it easy.
That's real nice.
Well, we need to get ready for our first scheduled guest, but I don't know if Danny has anything else to add or if Matt, if you have any questions for these guys before we let them go.
I'm just wondering who's going to bring me an autograph back. That's all I want to know. Who's bringing me a Corgan autograph? That's all I want.
Well, I would imagine Danny only could probably help you out.
Danny, you're gonna see me, Danny.
So are you telling me that Danny only flash mobbed this show basically? Like he just pretty much like that. Like we weren't even scheduled guests, he just flash mobbed the show. So everybody just started calling in.
Yeah, we were gonna talk about the Resistance show for sure, and then he suggested that Aaron Epic call, and then I just let him handle it, and before I know it, all of you are on the line. So
then also Saturday and Sunday, North Andover, Massachusetts, Beyond Wrestling. All four of us will be there. Doing
hey, you know what else is going to be happening that Saturday? The strip club. That's what I said. The strip club. And you'll never hear me get excited about the strip club. But I'm talking about the strip club. They're going to sell you a seat, but you only going to need the ends. At the strip club. I don't even know what the strip club is on the name of said strip club. But it's the strip club. And I ain't spending no money. I'm handing out hardest coupons all day. I'm gonna make it rain coupons. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
The strip club special
ahead,
guest, Matt Hayes.
Who's the special guest?
The strip club.
It was supposed to be in China, but she canceled, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which makes me very sad.
Yeah, no, because that's just one of the rare wrestling moments. Like, you know, like, I'm not even a fan of the strip club because I think it's wasted money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather just throw some money at my female or whatever and then, you know, watch her shake it and then go buy some groceries. But, you know, that's just me. I'm an economical kind of guy. I don't throw money away. So, you know, but even the appeal of just trying to be in there and be like, oh, snap. The ninth wonder of the world is giving out lap dances, and she's going to be dancing the hand clap and other related songs of strip, you know, clubbery. I have to see this, you know, and, like, take a picture in very bad lighting. You know what I'm saying of her, you know? But, like,
and
you know, now that's not going to
was going to get married, I think, that night to China because of things called Rufinol. But that's beyond the point.
Plus, wouldn't that have sounded like a great, like, you know, Sugar Dunkerton, true indie wrestler story? You know what I'm saying? Like that's perfect. Like, how could you not, like, want to listen to a story that starts off like, so I walked into the strip club with a handful of Checkers coupons, and China was on the pole, making it, like, she was on the pole, making it pop. So, you know, I don't know where the rest of the story would go, but you would at least like to find out. That's what
I
know.
Well, I think too bad she canceled, because we definitely like to hear the next chapter of that story after it happens.
Well, I don't know. We might just have to. We, you know, card subject to change, man. You know how that goes. So we might have to make up something. Like, who's the new guest now that she's not there?
Porn star Jenna Hayes.
What now?
Porn star Jenna Hayes.
Oh, okay. I don't know that.
Hey,
I get that, but at the same time,
I'm
a big fan.
I don't know this broad, but I will still act a fool. That's no problem. You know, because that's the thing people fail to realize about this wrestling thing. This is something that you can learn from the territory days, okay? And I'm going to teach this to you young buck wrestlers now, okay? See, in the territory days, you used to show respect for the territory that you was in. You disrespect the territory where you don't pay taxes in, okay? In Georgia, I wouldn't act like that. But in North Andover, Massachusetts, I'm going to act stupid because I don't pay taxes there. Okay? Don't nobody know my shoot name there. So that's what you do. Okay? That's how that works. Okay? I'm being completely facetious and just playful at the moment, too, so don't take me seriously. If anybody decides they're really going to take this advice, I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, you're going to act stupid. Do it in a state you don't pay taxes in.
Right on. Well, hey, look, fellas, we gotta run so we can get a scheduled guest on. I will see all three of you this weekend, and
most
let's
definitely
fucking tear it up.
Bring your
yes,
clan hood, okay? Because I'm bringing my
good
Malcolm
luck.
X classes.
Right on.
Good luck to all of you, and we'll definitely have you guys back on at some time in the near future.
All right. Thanks, and I highly appreciate you having me and whatnot. Epic, good to hear from you. It's such a pleasant surprise.
Everybody, have a good one, all right? Well, thanks for that, Danny Only. But so our first scheduled guest was scheduled to be Frankie Valentine, and I believe we might have him online. We have a caller, but let's find out. Thank you for calling Georgia Wrestling History. Is this Frankie Valentine?
No, it's actually strict. I'm calling just to listen because my phone's being gay and won't let me listen online. But apparently, I guess Frankie Valentine didn't call in. I'm sorry.
You know, he'll still call in, I'm sure. But if you're welcome to stay on the line unless you just want to listen.
Fair enough. What do you want to talk about?
You and Danny had a good match.
McDonald's.
What?
I'm watching Family Guy, and I just saw Ronald Reagan pick a fight with a McDonald's.
With a McDonald's?
Fucking awesome.
All right.
Yeah, me and the crowd of Barney and Andrew Pendleton for Barney being fucking being hurt versus purple shit, and the whole crowd called him Barney, so.
Hello.
Yep. Hey, we got Frankie Valentine on the line now.
Hey,
oh,
what's up?
Your regularly scheduled guest. Go to him.
Our regularly scheduled guest. Thanks for calling, Frankie. We had Strychnine on, and we had some other unexpected guests just a moment ago, but now it's down to just your regularly scheduled hosts, Danny Only, Matt Hankins, and Jonathan Williams. And our first scheduled guest, Frankie Valentine. Happy Valentine's Day.
Right on. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Frankie, I appreciate you calling. I've seen you a lot, you know, and read a lot about your success throughout Georgia over the past couple of years, and seems like you've got even more going on lately. The last time I saw you, you were wrestling. I didn't see the Rampage show, but you came all the way up from Rampage for that XWF, Exciting Wrestling Federation, their first show out at WWA 4. And that was definitely a saving grace on that card with you and Nation in the main event.
Oh, yeah. Good match. I mean, quick match. I mean, it was what it was. You know, I got there as soon as I walked in and went straight to the ring. So no behind-the-scenes talk or anything. So.
And right. Isn't that sometimes the funnest way to go about it, Frankie? Like, you know, I talk to so many people in the back when I watch them walk around in circles where they're going over every single hold and spot they're going to do in the match. And I'm like, you know, guys, you're taking away from it. You know, you're killing it because, you know, if you already have 1, 2, and 3 planned, then you're going to do 1, 2, and 3, even if the crowd's shitting on it. And you spend so much time trying to remember what move's coming next that you can't go out there and just have fun and enjoy the wrestling
starts.
And most people in wrestling are dumb anyway, so they got short memories and they forget that shit half the time anyway.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm one of those guys. I can't remember shit after about it. All the boys can speak for me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's going on, guys?
Not much. Were you part of the Ted Allen Memorial on Saturday?
Yeah. I was in that scramble match. It came down to me and Chip. It was a hell of a match.
Yeah, Frankie's very humble. Frankie stole the show.
I try. That's my goal anyway. That's some hellacious competitors, though, so, you know, I ain't taking nothing away from them.
Frankie, was your chest a little sore? That kid was laying in some boots to you there in that corner that I thought were just vicious.
It is still sore. When Chip kicked you, you know you've been kicked. I mean, my chest cavity was touching my spine, so hell yeah.
And that's not even mentioning that huge suplex from the top rope to the outside.
Yes, sir. That was spooky. I was actually thinking that's the end of the match and end of my career, but I had somebody doing it to me that I know will take good care of me. So
I was seated right at that ring post, and I thought, well, there's no way that they're going. They're just going to tease this. There's no way he's going to. Oh yeah, I guess he is. Well, nobody's dead.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, it wasn't nobody else that done that to me, but, you know, stupid, you know. That's one very overlooked worker that, you know, needs a lot more credit than what he gets. And, you know, he really takes care of me, and we get out there and we try to give it a barn burner, but steal the show, as you say.
What he may lack in credit, he makes up for in heat.
Damn sure does. I mean, not taking nothing away from that man. I mean, he helped me learn a lot over the last year. And I'll give it to him.
Well, I got a question for you then. Since you're talking about stupid, you're talking about people who've been around for a while. I don't know if you were privy to my rant that I wrote a couple weeks ago. But I want to get your perspective on people in wrestling who some believe don't deserve to be around wrestling. Do you think that it's enough for someone to be, and I'm asking you this, and by the way, I'm not referencing stupid at all because I think he's definitely a solid worker, but yeah. I'm asking you because you've been around for a while. Do you think that it's okay for someone, you know, to get the pass in wrestling just because, oh, he's a nice guy and he tries hard, you know, as far as people refusing to go to training or get to the match earlier and ask somebody like you to, you know, go out and run some spots with them or come up to you after the match and ask how they did and ask for honest criticism. You know, what do you think about people who just go there and go through the motions and consider themselves, you know, good enough with being, well, honestly, just terrible? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have that asked me a lot about that. And, you know, I don't think you should ever stop training because of the way that, you know, my stepfather Doug taught me, you're always training and always learning. And once people get the mentality that thinking that, you know, they're getting good, they plateau. I mean, that's it. And, you know, that's that's what I'm still under the impression is I'm always training, I'm always learning, and which I am, and that's because I got a lot of great guys that I hang around with and work with, and you know, I just sit back and listen, and when people come to me and ask me my opinion, I used to be a lot more outspoken and had a lot more of an attitude than what I have now, and I realized it really don't, my opinion didn't really matter to them because they was going to do what they was going to do anyway, so. But, yeah, I think there should be a, let's see, how do I need to phrase it? Just say it in a nice way. I think everybody needs to get out there and try to bust their ass, as always, and, you know, not concentrate so much on the motion, but just concentrate on what the hell can I go out there and learn tonight. Right.
I tell you what, man, it's funny. I heard that, you know, and hearing you say it, you know, I've heard it quite a few times about how you used to be, you know, pretty much I heard you used to be a real asshole. Ever since I've known you, I've been cool with you, and you've been cool to me. And I'm honestly glad that I met you after you stopped being an asshole, because you're one of the people that I like seeing in the locker room. So I'm glad I didn't catch you when you were a douche.
Yeah. I mean, when I was never the attitude type to, you know, tell you to screw off or anything. I'd beat to myself in the back, and I realized, you know, this is a scratch my back, I scratch your back business, and that's exactly what you got to do. And you know, you got to do everything you can to help bring new talent in and also keep the talent you got, you know, happy and pleased with you, because you'll kill yourself or shoot yourself right in the foot if you don't, and you'll be out of work quick.
Right.
So.
Well, hey, Frankie, where all can, I know you, we mentioned already you do Rampage quite often, and you do UIW, Universal Independent Wrestling. And I believe you do Peach State Wrestling Alliance as well?
Yeah, I got Peach State. We got that coming up this Saturday. We're going to be in a battle bowl. It's going to be quite a few of the UIW guys. It's actually going to be me, my Uncle Billy, Josh Storm, which he's my cousin. Everybody knows us. We're a little family clique. Got Stupid coming in. And, you know, I think any show that's ever ran should have Stupid on it, because he's got so many opinions, and I ain't gonna lie, they're all right. I mean, he's completely right on the money with everything he has to say. And that dude has my utmost respect. But got that this Saturday, yeah. And then I do my spot shows here and there, whoever call and book me.
Right, and then you have a rematch with Nation coming up, I believe, the following weekend for XWF again, right?
Yes, looking forward to that. I mean, you know, I really think we can blow the roof off the house that night.
Yeah. Well, so Billy Knight is your uncle?
Yeah. He's actually
you
the
guys,
reason I got started in wrestling.
Oh, okay. So are you guys were tag team champions in UIW, I believe, right?
Yeah, still currently tag champs, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Do you have any titles in any other promotions right now?
I am the television champ down at Rampage, and that's it at the moment.
Okay. So you keep pretty busy defending titles and wrestling all over Georgia. Are we leaving out any shows that you have coming up or that you've done recently?
Let's see. Got WGCW, which is Buchanan, Georgia, and another real good friend of mine, and I've known him pretty much all my life, cut my teeth in the business with him. Bulldog Reigns show, and you know, another guy that, you know, he has all the respect from me in the world and love him like a brother. And as a matter of fact, I'm also lost the tag straps this past week. My damn partner, Jimmy the Kid, turned on me, so made that quite interesting. So I think me and him, we're about to have a little happening going on, because I want to confront him about that at the next show, and that's going to be on March 3rd. Buchanan, Georgia. He's got the perfect setup for wrestling, man. I mean, you go to that show, he's got the bleachers, and it comes down to the chairs. It's a perfect small venue just for independent wrestling, and he does a damn good job running it.
How are they growing there? Because I ain't been there in quite a while.
Yeah, we had a good crowd this past weekend. He probably had over 150, I would say so. Not that. But you know how wrestling numbers go. I mean, I could be exaggerating by 30, or I could be undershooting it by 30, but he had a really good crowd,
All right,
staying
cool.
Busy with it, doing what I can.
Yeah. Do you have your own website or anything where people can keep track of what all you have going on?
Don't have a website, no. I got a Facebook, and even though it causes a lot of complications with women hitting me up, but I still keep it open. I just got to know when to shut my mouth, and I'm finally learning how to do that because I used to leave them on and used to really follow through, and I was like, you know what, it ain't even worth to do all that because it's going to bite me in the ass sooner or later, and it's usually sooner than it is later.
Well, I got to say, I've never spoken to you in person or on the phone for that matter, so I'm kind of surprised by the voice that's coming out of the guy that I've seen around.
Oh, I'm country as they come, man.
Frankie was raised right down the road, as he says.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was born in the sticks.
Frankie, I'm most familiar with you from the UIW work, and the last few times I've seen you, you and Billy have just been in a literal blood feud with the Two Fine Mafia. And I was wondering if you could just give us a little history on how that feud came about. I believe y'all had some history in the past, didn't you?
Well, actually, I started the So Fine Mafia. It was me, Doc Hayward, and Brad Lynch, and got to the point where it was all three of us, and, you know, blood thicker than water, and we was working Billy, and I forgot who Billy was tagging with, and they were holding him, wanting me to drill him with the chair, and the crowd's really getting pumped up, and I think they saw what was coming. And Doc was holding Billy, and I reared back the chair like I was about to clock Billy, and I laid Doc out, and that was the instant turn and put me and Billy together right there. And it's actually been an ongoing feud, probably 10 months to a year.
No,
and it's been doing good.
I
mean,
in base springs, it was you cleared the house out with the brawl, and Billy left bleeding, and you were none too happy about it, but they wouldn't come back out and get in the ring.
Heck no. I trained Brad Lynch, and I'm actually proud of him. He's probably my best student so far. And, you know, he knows, or I know his in and outs, and he don't know all of mine, but, you know, it comes down to it, business is business, and we do what we got to do, and we get in there and beat the hell out of each other. And Epic, I mean, I think he's just biding his time. I mean, you know, he's a guy that, he's got the look, he's got the talent, and I think he's got a lot of potential and to do a lot more than just independent wrestling. So, and one hell of a worker, and, you know, we get in there, and it's, you know, the next day after you wrestle them two, you know you've been in a match.
Cool. Well, Frankie, we got to get ready for our next guests, which are Tracy and Micah Taylor. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Well, I'm sure you're familiar with them. I don't know if you know them personally, but they'll be calling in shortly. So, just want to thank you for calling, and if you want to remind us again where we can catch you this weekend.
All right. Yeah, this weekend we got Peach State Wrestling over in Carrollton, and then the following weekend, give a quick list while you got you on the phone. February 24th, we're at Mount Zion. February 25th, we're in Goldust Park in Villarica, and you know, come on out, check it out. There's going to be good shows. I mean, good crowds. Crowds get hot, and you know, get out there and impress everybody.
Hey, Frankie, before you go, Jonathan, you got Micah and Tracy on the line yet?
No, they're not on yet, so, I mean, we can keep Frankie on for a little while.
I was about to say, Frankie, why don't you tell Jonathan and all the people that might be listening the Lariat story.
With Danny?
Yeah, with me.
Oh, this is Danny I'm talking to? Hell yeah. One of the funnest guys I love working. We're in the middle of heat. I'm doing a small comeback. I hit the ropes. I tell him to give me a big lariat. I do the inside-out bump. So I take the inside-out bump, and I'm wondering where the hell's Danny at? He's supposed to be on my ass, and I'm looking over in a buckle, and he's out cold, laid up on the bottom turnbuckle. What the hell is going on with him? And come to find out, when I did my backflip, the toe of my boot, or part of my boot, somewhere caught him in the back of the head, and I guess knocked you out cold. So you say, I think it's all a work, just because, you know, I'm an emotional kind of guy, and I feel like shit when I really, really, really hurt somebody, especially a good friend, and I got you laid out in the buckle wondering, what the hell did I do?
It was the weirdest thing. I mean, I've been knocked out, I want to say, 3-4 times that I can remember. And that was one where I hit, and next thing I know, my eyes are open, and I'm laying in the turnbuckle, and my arms are stuck, sticking straight out, and I can't move them. And was Stan the ref, or was it somebody else?
No, it was somebody else at that time, because it was Scott East, because he didn't, he wasn't booking Stan at the time. He was still a little too young.
But, yeah, so it might have been Spanky, but
that's what I was about to say. I think it might have been Spanky, because he was wondering what the hell was going on, too.
Yeah, he was like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I can't move my arms. Go check on Frankie. And he's like,
what show was this?
SECW? What was it, 2 years ago, maybe? Year and a half, 2 years ago?
Because Scott hadn't run in about a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. It was an awesome match, even though that did happen. I mean, hell, we ain't ever had a bad match.
No, I don't think we have.
Sure. Looking forward to many more.
It's hard to believe somebody knocked out Danny Only without trying.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm clumsy by accident, not clumsy or dangerous on purpose. That's what I am. Hell, I'm even hazardous to my own health.
Well, I gotta say that, you know, to my credit, it was a lariat that flipped them around that hard. So,
yeah, I'm about to say, when you knock the shit out of somebody that damn hard, what do you expect?
So you knocked yourself out, Danny.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah. See, I can feel better about myself if I keep saying that. Danny did it to himself. Shouldn't be so damn vicious.
Well, hey, we've got Micah, and I don't know if Tracy's also on the line with him, but we've got at least one of the Taylors. Frankie, you're welcome to stay on if you'd like, but I want to welcome Micah Taylor to the line.
Oh, that's
cool,
man.
Glad to be here.
What's
Frank,
up, Micah?
You can go whenever you're ready. You can go whenever you're ready, brother. Don't make me come over to where you're at and we'll have to get a wrestling match going.
Come on.
From what I hear, you're knocking people out now. I don't know if I want to wrestle you anymore.
I only knock people out by accident. Never done nothing like that on purpose.
There you are, right?
Yeah, no shit. But anyway, I'll let y'all get to do anything, and I appreciate y'all having me on, and y'all take it easy, okay?
All right,
hey,
thanks for calling, Frank.
All right, y'all boys be good. See ya.
All right, you too. All right, well, now I see 2808 area codes, which means we have Micah and Tracy on the line. How are you guys doing?
We're great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Appreciate you calling. You're on with Danny Only, Matt Hankins, and Jonathan Williams. And I remember seeing both of you, it must have been 6 or 7 years ago now, back in Deep South Wrestling when you were both in developmental for WWE. And aside from the people that are, you know, in WWE now from those days, you're some of the few people that are still making a living and going strong in independent wrestling. So how have you guys kept it up?
I don't know. It's hard, man. I feel like we're a dying breed, you know? But we just get out there and hustle still, just like anybody else. I'm sorry. We're at our training school right now. It's kind of noisy here. I'm trying to find a car.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like someone put their phone in the dryer or something.
Yeah, you got those phony jiu-jitsu guys in there bumping around on the boxing ring.
Right. So, you have your own.
Out there, we take as many bookings as we can. We got our own wrestling school.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit. It's called Underground?
Yeah, the Underground School of Pro Wrestling is what it is. It's not, we don't want it to be a promotion. We want it to be just a training school, and this is where you can come to kind of further your training on the indies. A lot of guys that have been trained, I guess we'll say improperly or just not good enough, they come here and, you know, hone up their skills and get them out there, get them going, and try to teach everybody the right way to wrestle.
That's down in the same area where Deep South was located, right?
Yeah, I'm right down the street from the old Deep South building.
Oh, okay. Well, I was at the a couple of the recent Universal Championship Wrestling shows that you were a part of, and I think a few of your guys from your school were part of those shows too, right?
Yeah, I think there was about six of them part of that show.
And who were some of those names?
Chris Jacobs is one of them. He works down at Rampage a little bit. He's one of my better guys now. There's a new guy, Spiral. He trained with Bill DeMott for a little bit before Bill DeMott jumped out of town. There's another one, Koontz. Koontz used to wait at the back door of Deep South as a fan in high school. He started training with us. And then another kid, Xander Stone, which is another black kid, looks just like Koontz. And he's doing really good right now. And we've got one other guy. His name's Otto von Gruba. He's been training with us for about a year. And just a fan came out to one of the UCW shows about a little bit over a year ago, 290 pounds. Decided he wanted to be a pro wrestler. I told him to lose some weight. He dropped 100 pounds and started rolling around in there like a cruiserweight. And he's doing good, man. So we got him booked on that show, too.
Cool. Well, one of the reasons I had the two of you on today is because tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and you're, as far as I know, one of the few married couples that works, and you do a lot of shows together as well as separately, I guess. But what is it like being a married couple in the local independent scene?
I don't know. Trace, you want to go first?
Well, it's definitely challenging at times, but for the most part, it's pretty fun because we get to be with each other, you know, all day, every day. We come to training together. The only thing we don't do together is go to the gym. You know, we go to separate gyms, and that's only because I work at several different gyms during the day. But, you know, I personal train, and Micah's a personal trainer as well, and I teach group fitness classes. But, you know, being on the indie scene as a married couple is kind of it's kind of a good thing because I have him there to watch my back and he's got me there. And when we're at work, which is what it is, it's not like we're constantly around each other. Even though we're there together, we're, you know, doing our own thing, worrying about our own matches. So, you know, it's not like we get sick of each other or anything.
Right.
Yeah, it makes travel a little bit easier, too, because it's not a big race to get home, you know. If I want to pull over and get a hotel room for the night, we're good. Our son's old enough now, he holds the fort down at home while we're gone. So if we get tired, we just say, screw it, spend the night off. Cash in some of those hotel points, make it easy.
Well, when you were in Deep South, you were part of a tag team. I forget the name of it, but it was sort of like a extreme sports gimmick.
Did you just tell me good match? Who'd you wrestle? Did you just give me one of those speeches? You guys were a good tag team. I forget your name. Who were you?
Well, it's been a little while, but you were a good tag team.
we were extreme sports. It was high impact. Me and Tony Santarelli. And
right.
He did the extreme dirt bike. I got some good stories about that, by the way. But I just went back to my old roots, man, to where growing up, where I surfed, played football, wrestled, you know, skateboarded and stuff like that. And I said, so why don't I just wear the surf shorts and go with it?
Right. Well, he's still around as well, right? I haven't seen him in a little while, but I know I see his name around.
He's out in California. He's an EMT, and he's trying to break into the movie business.
Okay.
I used to hook up with him when we go do motion capture out there in L.A., and I used to try to call him and hang out with him, but he's still all disgruntled from being released from WWE, so I stopped doing that. Enough negativity, man. I told him, you know what? I said, take me to El Pollo Loco. I took him back to the hotel. We're done.
Well, Tracy, you're one of the few females in the Georgia wrestling scene. Who would you say are some of your better matches or some of your favorite opponents throughout Georgia and the Southeast?
You know, it was Sumi Sakai for a while. She was, you know, a great person to work with.
Right.
You know, we could get in there and just do pretty much anything we wanted to do. We would just call it in the ring. And, she's just awesome. You know, she's just awesome to work with, and I miss her because she moved up north, and right now it's pretty scarce with the women. We have, you know, we have one trainee. She's, you know, really, really green and just learning, you know, the ropes. And we have maybe a couple, and I say that sparingly because it just all depends, you know, on how far they have to travel. They don't want to travel very far. And, I mean, there's one decent one. Her name's Pandora. She's out there. And there's another one up north in Tennessee. But, I mean, it's very random and very scarce. I mean, it's just it's frustrating at times.
Right. Who was the one you worked with at the Hiram High School show for UCW?
I believe that was that Lacey?
Yeah, that was Lacey. That was one of our trainees. She's really green.
Yeah.
She's only been doing it for a few months, you know, so we needed a quick fill-in.
Okay.
But,
well, I thought it was a good
match. Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, that's Tracy's hard work of leading. She's gotten really good at leading. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I think that was maybe her. That was maybe her fourth match, I think, ever. So she's, you know, getting used to listening. And right now, I would go in there and we wrestle. I don't plan anything with her. And I just tell her, just listen to me and let's do this. And, you know, so it's challenging, but at the same time, she's, you know, she catches on pretty fast, being that it was her, you know, fourth match.
Right. Well, you guys mentioned that you mentioned to me a few days ago that you had some shows coming up in Puerto Rico. What is that for?
It's for PRWA, I think, is their Facebook page. But Eric Escobar kind of got me booked on that one. I'm going to go down there and wrestle him. And that'll be my first Puerto Rico trip, man. I'm excited about it, add it to the resume. But hopefully I'll go down there. I got a title shot with him, and I'll bring that back to Georgia with me.
Yeah, are you both going down there?
Just me and Spiral's going with me this time, too. He's booked down there also. So Tracy's going to stay here, and I think she's working a UCW show Saturday night on the 18th here in Marietta.
Oh, right, the one at Sprayberry High School?
Yeah, she's going to be part of that one.
Not sure who I'm working, though, yet, right? Do we know?
No, we're going to try to confirm that tomorrow.
Okay.
But she will be going to Motion Capture the first or second week of March to go out there with me to do some of WWE 13, which is always fun.
How many of those games have you done Motion Capture for previously?
I think, what was the first one, 2007? Grace, or 2006, I don't remember.
I think it was, no, we started in 2006, so we've been doing them ever since.
2007? Yeah, we did 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I did All Stars of Wrestling, and I got lucky and I did Saints Row 3 this year. They did a big luchador scene in there, and we went and shot that, and the directors for that were like, man, that's pretty good. They're like, can you reshoot some of the navigation stuff for us? I said, absolutely. Get my stuff in for you. So a lot of the guys flying around the streets and doing flying shoulder tackles and snatching the guys up in rear chin locks and using them as human shields. A lot of that's me and Sanjay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's funny how those games use all these non-WWE talents. I think Austin Aries did the voice of, like, you can create a wrestler or something, and he did the voice in the WWE 12 game.
Yeah. I hope I don't shoot myself in the foot for this, but I guess it was kind of requested to not use the developmental guys because they had talent like us, like me, Cassidy, Sanjay, Mikey from the Spirit Squad. We go out there a lot together. But it's kind of hard to get those developmental guys out there when they're just learning the business and how to do moves to give THQ and Utes what they want for the game. So they kind of put the request in to have us come out there. And then Tracy does all the girl stuff, so it kind of helps out with our payday, too.
Well, pretty much, you know, we started under WWE Developmental when we did the game. So they just kind of, you know, even though we were released from our contract, they still, you know, wanted to use us. So it's not really any different, you know, not being under contract, but, I mean, at least we were there at one time.
Right.
They have to go through the WWE anyway. They have to get approval. They send our names up, and they give them the okay every shot.
Okay. Well, Danny or Matt, do you guys have any questions for Micah and Tracy?
I was going to say I hadn't had the privilege of seeing them wrestle yet, but now that I hear that, that Micah was in Saints Row 3 and they did all that WWE work, I feel like I'm just right at home with you. How long of a process is that when you go out to do some of that motion capture?
I just came back Saturday. I came back Saturday for a whole week of shooting out there, and we get there in the morning. And we go about once or twice a month, I guess, until April or May, and then they do some pickup shoots in June. And then they finish the game up. You know, they got their, I think October, they got their time frame. But we start every year around November-ish, and we do it every month until we give them whatever they need. So it's hit or miss. Sometimes it's one-day shoot, sometimes it's five-day shoot. So it's kind of hard to say.
And do they use your work for multiple characters in the games?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like Tracy does, like all the girls, you know what I mean? If it's just a generic move, they'll use that for everybody. But a lot of times, too, we'll go in there and I'll have to be Undertaker by himself, you know, and do Undertaker's moves for him a certain way. They'll show us up on the big screen of what they want exactly, and we've got to mimic it.
Yeah, there's a lot of moves out there that I pretty much learned how to do just by going to motion capture.
You know, it's funny, they'll show us Japanese video clips of what they want in the game also, so it's not only WWE guys. It's only the storyline mode is what they use the WWE guys on.
Yeah, and there have been times, too, when I've had to step in and do a guy's part just because, you know, somebody had to go home early or, you know, they just needed an extra body in there. They would throw me in.
Does it take time to adjust to wearing the suit with all the sensors all over it? And does it restrict you at all?
To a certain extent, but you kind of work around it. You have different kind of, you know, you wear regular tennis shoes, like just regular running shoes that have sensors on them. So that's kind of tricky to have to learn how to maneuver in shoes like that because, you know, wrestling boots have a flat sole. And these shoes have, like, an arch support, and, you know, they're pretty much running shoes. So it's kind of challenging at times. I remember when I first started, and I had to do Lita, and I had to, you know, do her DDT, and they made us actually wear heels with sensors on them. So that was the most challenging part that I had to do. But, you know, since then they went to the tennis shoe. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing it for so long, I think nothing of it anymore. I just do whatever, you know what I mean? I go get dressed and go out there and do what they want me to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I guess we need to let you guys go so we can wrap up the show. But, Danny, did you want to ask anything of Micah and Tracy before we let them go?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Micah something real quick, and I'm not going to, you know, go into names or anything, but I saw a recent exchange with someone who was apparently jaded because they weren't being booked somewhere. And I just want to get your opinion, not on a personal base or a person-by-person basis, but just in wrestling in general, do you think that that's something that has nothing but, you know, negative as opposed to positive twists on wrestling? When somebody doesn't get booked somewhere and they become jaded and they're like, oh, yeah, they suck anyway. You know, that whole sour grapes mentality. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, those guys, they're cancers in the locker room anyway, so, you know what I mean? The more they're not there, the better wrestling is. I think there's too much of people just calling themselves wrestlers and showing up anyway. My whole goal in this next year is to weed those guys out, so if that's one guy weeded out, then great. But
oh,
I do,
wow.
I think it's a bunch of crap for somebody to put the heat on me for them not being booked somewhere, so... I don't know. I just say screw them, man.
Well, if you were on the weeding out bad wrestlers one at a time kick, you definitely need to read my rant on Facebook.
Hey, forward it to me. I'll read it. I'll add to it if you want me to. We can do an episode on that.
It was a good one, man.
It was reposted on GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, I believe, wasn't it, Danny?
Yeah, it was, and it's actually the basis for my T-shirt that's coming out from Barbershop Window. That will be coming out soon, but it's a big grenade with Danny only on it, and it says, get better or get out.
Love it.
Put one of those shirts aside for me. But you know what, too, man? We're talking about that guy. You know, this guy, he was walking on the locker room with Crown and Coke, you know, so everybody could see it before his match, and doing other things, you know what I mean, along with it. You know, there's some gimmick heads and stuff like that. So a lot of that stuff keeps these guys from getting booked, and I believe that they just look for a finger to point and blame, a lot of times jealousy. They're not getting that main event push like they want, so it's definitely got to be that guy's fault, right? That they're not getting what they want. Instead of looking back at themselves and going, what did I do wrong? It's always easier to point the finger.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, when I hear somebody, you know, and don't get me wrong, there have been times when somebody, you know, didn't want to use me in strychnine, and we were of the firm opinion that, oh, well, it's their loss. And when I look at the rest of their locker room, it is their loss. But, you know, there are people out there who are, like you said, just cancers, and the more that they're not in wrestling, the better.
Yeah, I agree. Right. And you got to keep in mind, too, that one promotion that may not want you, there might be 10 others out there to do so.
Exactly.
I want to make a comment in reference to that shirt that you have out there. I believe in that 100% get better or get out, because at our school, at the Underground, we train hard. And you can ask any of our guys. We make them train. And, you know, they go through intense workouts and drills, and we kind of, you know, drill it into their head of why they're doing what they're doing, and we make sense of what they're doing, and they understand a lot of the stuff that goes on, you know, in the ring psychology-wise. So, and that's just not taught out there today. You know, psychology isn't taught of why you're doing what you're doing and making sense of a match and pulling the crowd and making the people want to believe in you and making a connection with the fans. You know, it is all about the fans, and that's just what it is. Get better or get out.
Exactly.
Yeah, get in shape or get out.
Hey, do you have a website or any place that people can find out more about your wrestling school?
You absolutely can. In fact, my guys took the initiatives upon themselves, and it's Underground School. I forgot what it is. Is it Underground
Strong Style? Underground Strong Style. UndergroundStrongStyle.com.
UndergroundStrongStyle.com?
Yes.
Yeah, and
okay.
It'll give you the training fees and, you know, some of the guys here. It's still under construction, but I think they're pretty close for it being done. It looks pretty cool.
Okay. And do you have where can people find more information about where the two of you will be wrestling?
It's posted on the website. You can follow us on Twitter at MicahTaylor01, and that's Twitter. And then we're also on Facebook, and that's Tracy Taylor. That would be under, you know, islandbeachbody@yahoo.com if you wanted to search that page.
Okay.
Yeah, she keeps up better with it than I do. I don't really post too much.
All right. And then before we let you go, again, Tracy, you're going to be at UCW on Saturday at Sprayberry High School, and Micah, you're going to be in Puerto Rico. But what other shows do you guys have coming up in the next week or two?
We have Saw coming up, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee. Which other ones, Mike?
We got Saw March 9th and 10th, but we got UCW 24th, 25th of February. I actually have a double shot on the 25th to go to GCW in Birmingham, Alabama, Pell City. Which is, we got some good heat going on out there. Our last Pell City, we drew like 300 people. But you could research them, too, at gcwpro.com to kind of keep up with us on that website also. They have Flip TV on their site also, so you can keep up with the matches and stuff.
Okay. Is that the one that's Great Championship Wrestling?
No, that's Global Championship Wrestling. Great Championship Wrestling is in Phoenix City, and that's on Thursday.
Right.
We're actually on the flyer to be on that one this Thursday, but we are not going to be. We have to apologize to everybody for that one because it is my son's 16th birthday.
All right.
So
we'll
be celebrating that, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys calling in, and hope you have a happy Valentine's Day and a good good luck in all your matches coming up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. Right. If you guys ever want to come out and work out with us, just feel free. Danny, feel free to come down here, man. We'll work on making other people quit.
Hey, will do, brother. I sent you that link on Facebook, man. Give it a read. Let me know what you think.
Nah, you got it. We'll check it out.
Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. We'll see you guys around at the future shows.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Well, before we wrap up, I want to let everyone know that I, on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, I have some movie passes to give away for a movie called Gone. It's a thriller that comes out on the 24th, and there's a link on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com that gives you instructions on how to win passes to see it the night before it comes out.
That's got that hot butt chick here, right?
It's got, yeah. She was Amanda Seyfried, I believe
yeah.
That's how you say it. She was in that show. She was in Veronica Mars and been in a bunch of movies. Jennifer's Body was a good one. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She ain't bad. It also has the girl from Dexter, the girl that plays his sister. But I'm not sure what her role in the movie is. But anyway, free passes to that movie. And I'll have some free passes to the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus later this week as well. But we need to wrap it up, guys. So I have to announce, as always, the rest of the GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com radio network shows. We have Ringside Wrap on Wednesdays at 8 with Rich Tate, Les Thatcher, and Mike Sempervive. Peach State Pandemonium on Thursdays at 8 with Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons. Midnight Black Mass on Fridays at 8 with Reverend Dan Wilson. And yesterday we had Ohio Valley Wrestling Overview with Larry Goodman, Trent Van Dries, and Muhammad Ali Vaez. And they do that once a month on Sundays at 2 p.m.
I thought Reverend's Midnight Black Mass was midnight on Friday night.
Is it? It used to be 8. I mean, it seems like it should be midnight. But well, I'll double-check that, and I'll correct myself next week. I've been saying 8 o'clock every week. But anyway, I guess that's it for this week, unless you guys have anything.
No, man. Everybody go out, and even though I won't be in the state this weekend, that shouldn't keep you from going out and enjoying the shows. Support indie wrestling, because the more the crowds go, and the better the wrestlers are going to get, and the weaker the crowds get, the worse the wrestlers become, it seems. So if you want better wrestling, then start going to shows.
And there absolutely are shows everywhere this weekend, so there's no excuse not to be there.
There you
right.
go.
All right, well, until next week, you guys have fun. And Danny, you have fun at the strip club where China will not be.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, would you please right. hold the South down while you're gone, Danny? Rep for the South,
yes.
Danny, please. I'm asking you.
And I'll try to get an autographed picture of me kissing Billy Corgan's bald head.
Oh, my God, Danny, I'd be so thankful.
Well, right. I would like to request one of those, too, please.
Awesome. All right, you guys take care. I'm out of here.
All right, good night.
Listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.